With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined by the two senior members of the Pella High softball squad, Ava Curry and Kiki Riggin. Guys, thanks for joining us. Let's just start there. Senior night festivities here against Pella Christian. You guys pick up the win. What did it mean to just be able to come out here and perform as well as you did on a hot night in your senior night performances here?
I can say for myself that I really had to put senior night behind me and just go out there and get this win. Our first matchup with them in the middle of the season, started off a little rocky, so I think personally and team-wise, we just wanted to go out there and play our game and just play our ball and just try to put the ball in play, and like we always stress, not the pop-ups, just try to hit line drives, and I think we really capitalized on that tonight.
Yeah, Kiki, same question there. What did it mean to be able to pick up that win on senior night and battling maybe some of the adversity with the conditions out here tonight?
Yeah, I just came off of an ankle injury as well, so I just tried to put that behind me too and give my heart out all on senior night. Me and Ava, we've been together for a couple years now, so it was really fun to come out and get that win on senior night.
And we're going to stick with Kiki here for a minute because you just mentioned you're coming off the ankle injury, some adversity there. Also, probably the hottest night of the year thus far for a softball gi, but at the start of the game, feels like temperature's over 100 degrees. Just mentally, when you're coming off of that injury, you haven't maybe played or played it as well as you want to as of late. You're trying to battle through the heat there. What's going through your mind, or what are you kind of telling yourself mentally to stay sharp, even though the conditions are maybe less than ideal?
Yeah, it's real hot out tonight. We tried to drink lots of water today, and I just actually rolled my ankle this weekend, so it was kind of a quick recovery, kind of a quick turnaround, but I knew I had to be there for my team tonight and for myself. Just gave me some closure being a senior, so yeah.
Ava, we'll ask you a similar question on that too. On that note, you know, just looking at the conditions out here, very hot one. What mentally, how are you preparing yourself for that going into the game and then throughout the game, just, you know, especially there in the second inning after you go up 8-0, how do you mentally stay in it and not focus on how hot it is and just stay in the game in the present?
I think just really, like, thinking about, like, it's hot for them too. And I know personally if something doesn't go my way when I'm in the box, there's 2 through 9 behind me to put up some runs. And obviously that worked for us a lot today. We had 2 outs and we scored on 2 outs. We had our bottom of the lineup played well tonight. Everyone hit the ball. We put the ball in play, and Sage has been pitching great these past games since Emma went out. So I think just really trusting our defense, trusting our pitchers, and for me personally, I have no problem in trusting my 2 through 9 to get on base and to score runs.
It always helps when the 2 through 9 gets on there. Again, we're talking to Ava Curry and Kiki Riggin, the seniors of the Pella High School softball team following a 13-0 win against Pella Christian Monday night. You mentioned trusting 2 through 9 so that maybe when things aren't going well for you at the plate there, Ava, that was not the case here tonight, going 3 for 3 at the plate, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored, a home run, a double. Just looking back, what was it that got the bat feel really good there to start and just allowed you to be able to have the performance you did here on senior night?
I just really think I try not to think too much when I'm in the box. I try not to do too much as well. And I think if I just think to myself, try to hit something hard and put it in play. But at the same time, if things don't go my way, I mean, this game is a game of failure, so I know I'm going to fail, but I trust Ella, I trust Emma, and I trust the rest of the lineup to get on and to hit me through, and obviously that worked really well tonight. But yeah, my game plan going in tonight was just to hit something hard wherever they threw me, and it worked, but some days it doesn't, so
yeah.
Pretty much that.
Very fair point there. Kiki also had a very good night at the plate there, 1 for 1, 1 run scored, 2 RBIs, also drawing a walk. What was working well for you in the box tonight facing Maddie Van Zee and the Eagles?
Yeah, we can always count on Ava to start it off. And as she said, through our lineup, we just trust each other. We've been struggling to put the bat on the ball this second half of the season, but tonight we turned it around and we could gain some confidence. And it's just nice when you see your teammates do it and you know that you can do it too.
Another question for both of you guys here, just looking at what's coming up here for this Pella High School softball team. You got North Polk coming up on Tuesday night. Then you also got Norwalk on Thursday night. A couple of, really competitive matchups on the way for you guys to try to bounce, you know, continue to rally off of this. You mentioned just not being able to get the ball in play as much as you want to in the second half of the season. knowing that you've got some quality opponents here the rest of this week, what's it going to take to be able to kind of change that and get some of those hits to fall in those two contests?
Yeah, we just got to go into these games with a bunch of confidence. We've beat the big teams. We've beat DCG. We beat Indianola. We struggled against Norwalk, but that's okay. We have them this week, too, and there's always room to make up for that. So, yeah.
I know for me personally, when thinking about these big games, like just knowing that we can compete against them, and not thinking like, oh, it's 1-2 in the state, but just playing our game. And I know that something that has been like noticed by other people is we, in the beginning of the season, we were putting up 14 runs, 15 runs a game. And then it kind of went down. We were averaging around that 3, 4, 5 mark. So I think this past week and especially this weekend, we were able to put up 14 runs on a few teams. So I think capitalizing on when we have runners on base, knowing that we don't need a huge home run when there's a runner on second with no outs, just getting something in play. Even a deep fly ball will help us capitalize on that. So I think really just capitalizing who we have on base, and especially base running, capitalizing on a ball going to the backstop or a missed throw. We have some really fast runners in our lineup, so I think capitalizing on their errors and the balls that we can put in play.
Absolutely. So one final question for each of you here. Senior year starting to wind down. You mentioned it. We're in the second half of the season here. I know you guys would love to finish strong, get a good postseason draw. What's it going to take the rest of the way just to, you know, feel great about the second half of the season and just finish as strong as the Dutch could possibly finish?
I think personally it's going to take a whole team. It's going to take a whole team effort. Like I said, putting a ball in play when we have runners on is going to be something that we need to capitalize on. But I really don't have any – defensively, I think we're all playing great. Our outfielders are so young, but they're so confident, I think, in where they're playing. We like our freshmen are diving for balls, and our freshman behind the plate is back-picking girls at second. So that's something that we can't – I don't think that's something that – could be taught. It's just their confidence and also their confidence in the box. So this team is young, but I love this team, and I love the confidence that everyone plays for. I mean, in the circle, Emma has been a great addition to this team, and especially her bat has been something that's not been looked over. So I think if we can all play as a team and just, like I said previously, capitalize on other teams' mistakes and just not get down on ourselves when we have two outs in the field. It's something that we struggled with in the years past is letting them – it's just kind of rolling over when we have two outs or rolling over when they're having a big inning. But finishing and then capitalizing when we're ahead, I think, is what will get us very far in the postseason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kind of going off of that, I just think that everyone needs to execute no matter where they are in the field, whether you're in the dugout or we're on defense, we're on offense, just knowing what you need to do, if you need to advance that runner, if you need to hit him in, kind of what we said earlier, just if we have runners on base, we need to get the job done. If we're in the dugout, we need to be yelling for our teammates. I think everyone has a job, and if we put everything together, I think we'll be pretty solid the rest of the season.
I believe so, too. Girls, thanks for joining us here. And, again, congratulations on the big win here on senior night, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, that was Ava Curry and Kiki Riggin here on the Captain Zion Apunga Radio postgame show.